morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek and I'm pleased to be with you here this morning, this June 26th morning, right here at Holy Spirit Radio. We're going to kick things off with prayer. Then I'll tell you a little bit about the special show that we have planned for you on this Monday. Let's begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for blessing us in so many ways, Father. We ask you to continue to walk with us each and every day. No matter what we do today, no matter what we are facing, Father in heaven, we know that you are with us. We know that you love us. And we know that you're going to send people into our lives today. Please help us to show your love to those people around us. Let us be a light shining in the darkness. Father, we ask you to inspire us to awaken your Holy Spirit in us this morning in the radio program so that your message goes out over the airwaves. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to welcome you to another week of Spirit in the Morning. By my side, as usual, the one, the only, the dynamic one, Mr.
Thank
Dave
you,
Parker.
Gary. Good morning, everyone.
Mr. Parker, always glad to have you with me.
I'm loved to be here, Gary.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was very good. Kind of quiet.
Did you relax a little bit? You're supposed to stay off the knee.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
I did my best.
All right. It's hard for you because you're an active guy.
Yes, I am. But Yeah, the Holy Spirit's been pinging me and saying, stay off of it. You know, if you want to get it healed, you know, just stay off
of it.
That's
right. Well,
so I'm following my instructions.
Good for you. Yeah, we need you back 100%. Now,
thank you, Gary.
We have got a great show today. Live in the studio, we're going to talk to him in a couple of minutes, is Joe Zimmerman. Joe is the president of Summers and Zims. They're a heating and air conditioning company, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. You hear their spots run throughout the day on Holy Spirit Radio. We're going to talk about some interesting things, not only about Joe and the work that he does, but also about his faith and about his relationship with Jesus Christ. I think you're going to be very interested to hear what he has to say. Later in the show, Father Jim Sitchko will be joining us by phone from Lexington, Kentucky. Father Jim is a full-time preacher. He's an evangelist. He's a motivational speaker, and he travels around the world sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So we're going to have Father Jim on with us later in the program. But right now, as I do each day, let's take a look at the gospel from Daily Mass. Today we are continuing with the Sermon on the Mount. It's from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. And Jesus has some powerful words for all of us. Let's listen to what he has to say. Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." Powerful words from Jesus.
Very
Dave
powerful.
Parker, it's very easy to judge other people.
Oh, absolutely.
To find fault with all the things you're doing wrong, Mr. Parker, and to ignore the... this is a hypothetical example.
Keep going. You're on a roll.
But to ignore the fact that I've got to look inside of myself.
Absolutely.
And make sure that my relationship with the Lord is good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that I'm doing what he wants me to do first.
Absolutely. When I was growing up, and again, you know, I'm a convert. I was a Lutheran growing up, and I converted. But I would hear that a lot from my mom. And, you know, my grandmother, you know, because sometimes I would, you know, I would maybe attack somebody and, oh, remove that plank from your own eye. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
No? But people do that unless they slow down and they really, you know, take it to heart what it means. You know, we cannot judge people, you know?
Right. And that doesn't mean that we can't call attention to somebody. If somebody's doing something that is morally wrong, that's going to get that's going to send them on the wrong path, it's okay point that out.
Yes.
You've got to be careful about how you do that. You've got to choose your moment. You've got to be prudent about it.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that you're doing it out of love.
Yeah.
And you can't judge the state of somebody's soul. That's the other thing.
Exactly. We can't, being holier than thou and self-righteous, we have to really be careful of that.
Yeah,
because that can lead us down a pretty bad path.
And it's very easy. I think it's all too easy for us to look at other people, to look at the world around us. Social media is filled with this right now. And point out everything wrong that everybody else is doing, while at the same time not living up to the Lord's standards on in our own lives. So
exactly.
That's what he wants us to do.
Exactly.
And that's the thing we need to remember, just in summing this up. We have control. I have control over my own actions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have control over you, Dave Parker, right? Or anybody else.
Not anymore, no.
That's right. Anyway, well, that's a very powerful message from our Lord today. And that's in the gospel. We're going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get right to our first guest in the studio with us today, Joe Zimmerman, the president of Summers and Zims. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And thanks for, first of all, thanks for the work you did on our Coatesville station.
Mm-hmm.
You did some work
for
us. We needed your services. So on behalf of Holy Spirit Radio, we thank you for that. Joe, if you will, we have heard your voice on the air throughout the day on Holy Spirit Radio. You have been an underwriter of Holy Spirit Radio for several years. Can you talk a little bit about your business, what it is that you do, where you're based, and the kind of services you provide?
Sure. Drove out here this morning from our company is based right on the Lancaster-Chester County line.
Right.
I've been there my entire life. I grew up, oddly enough, working with both grandfathers every day.
Did you really?
So it was just a wonderful way to grow up. My brother works with me. My father worked with us for years and years.
Nice.
So just a nice environment to work in.
And what kind of work do you do? You do plumbing, heating, and air conditioning work?
Yeah, pretty much residential work.
Okay.
We certainly won't let someone like yourselves go without air conditioning in a business, but primarily we're looking for residential customers.
Okay, and your website?
www.sumzim.com or the goodnaturedguys.com.
Very good. Very good. And we will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Joe, I think it's really important. Now, let's address the elephant in the room,
okay.
And Mr. Parker, I'm not talking about it.
Thank you, Gary.
Even though you're putting on a
hat. I have lost weight, come on.
Joe, you're Baptist.
I am.
And I think that's great. And you underwrite a Catholic radio station.
Yes, for several years now.
Why do you do that?
Well, there are limited ways to advertise, and as we look around, there's country music stations and rock and roll stations.
Uh-huh.
And I thought we certainly have a whole lot more in common with a Catholic radio station than we do a rock and roll station. So that's not a hard decision for me.
That is really great. And Dave,
very beautiful.
Isn't it great that, I think so many times, and all of us, it's not just Catholics, it's a lot of denominations, we look at one another and we try to say, well, you don't believe this and we believe this. We concentrate more on our differences as opposed to what we have in common.
Absolutely.
I'm sure, Joe, as a Baptist, you love the sacred scripture. You love the Bible.
Absolutely.
Right? You love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We have that in common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And perhaps you brought in the chapter 7 there just for our conversation this morning.
That's true. It's funny. I was thinking about that. Joe, in the world today, though, our culture tells us, keep your religion out of the workplace. Keep your religion out of public life. What do you think about that? Keep your faith private,
That would be very difficult. It is who I am. And to be honest, I haven't had a whole lot of trouble with that through the years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once in a while, somebody will be offended by that, but very, very rarely. And I think even my own workers, some are believers, some are not.
Right.
But even the ones that are not believers, I think, enjoy the fact that they work for someone who's living with godly principles anyway, at least to the best of my ability.
I agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dave,
yes.
Certainly if I'm going to use somebody's services or if I'm going to hire somebody to do work for me,
yes.
The fact that they have a relationship with Christ or that they're living, as Joe said, by godly principles is going to influence me.
Oh, me too, because we want someone to be... I mean, let's look at it. In the secular world, there are those folks that are in business, and sometimes they don't live by those principles, and it's heartening to hear someone who does, and profess it, and basically evangelize about it, through your underwriting spots, and you basically are proclaiming your faith, You know, I mean, you do great work in the community, but it's driven by godly principles, right?
Yeah, right, definitely.
Good work ethic, all that goes with that.
Right, and Joe, when we come back, we're going to take a break very shortly. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your faith journey.
Glad to.
Did you always start out as somebody who was a believer?
No, I was in my early 20s before I really had any knowledge of the scriptures.
Very interesting. So we're going to talk about that more when we come back. Because, Dave, I think that's always interesting to hear people's stories. You mentioned you're a convert, Dave.
Yes. In my mid-20s. I'm now in my 60s. Okay. But it was through college, and I had a great campus minister, Catholic campus minister, who was he was gifted. His gift was to help people. And regardless of who they were, what denomination, no denomination, right. Father Zeitler. Yeah, and it had a huge impact on me, you know. So, yes, and it led me down my path to convert, you know, from Lutheranism.
Right, and here you are today.
Here I am today. Who knew?
It's really funny. Joe, I think it's amazing what the Lord can do in our lives and the paths he leads us down and the people that he puts in our path. I'm sure you have run into many people in the course of your work who were searching, who might not know the Lord.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've got a great opening there to talk about him.
Yeah.
Right? So that's great. And I think that's going to be interesting when we talk to our second guest today, Father Jim. He is a very big believer in how the Lord meets us in the ordinary things of life.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's going to be the gist of our conversation today. And I think if we're looking for people, for circumstances that the Lord puts in our path, they're there. We just have to be aware. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Yep. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back from our break and our first song.
Yes. Hey, Gare, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. My weekend, that's right. We never talked about my weekend.
Yeah,
we
how was yours? How's the family?
Everybody's great. Very relaxing weekend. The weather on Saturday ended up being a little better than we expected.
Yes.
We got after we got the tornado warning out of the way in the morning, everything was okay.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a wake-up call.
It was. So we're on a good stretch right now. Yeah. I'm sure you'll do the weather maybe after the next
break. I am going to do the
weather
very shortly, right, but we'll talk more about that when we come back from the first break. I want to thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:12. We got lots more coming up with Joe Zimmerman. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 26th. Today we celebrate Blessed Raymond Lull. After working all his life to promote the missions, Raymond died a missionary to North Africa. Born on the island of Majorca, Raymond grew up in a mixed Christian-Muslim society. This inspired him to work for the conversion of the Muslims in North Africa, abandoning a life of luxury and self-indulgence. Raymond spent 9 years as a hermit, pursuing the studies that would help him in his missionary work. He became a secular Franciscan and founded a college where missionaries could learn the Arabic language they would need in the missions. By the time he was ready to begin his mission work, Raymond was ill. He had to be carried on board the ship headed for Tunis. His health improved, but the local Muslim authorities did not welcome him. Initially imprisoned, later he was deported. Raymond returned to Africa twice more. On his final trip, he was stoned by an angry mob and left for dead. He died aboard the ship that was taking him back to Majorca in 1315. Raymond failed to convert any Muslims, but he left behind many examples of heroism and written works in all branches of knowledge. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your body.
Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. Let's take a quick look at the weather for the Delaware Valley right now at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's 64 degrees. Today's going to be mostly sunny, high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 63. Tuesday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m. Then otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. You know, in that last song by Lauren Daigle, she talks about what happens when the Lord doesn't move that mountain, when he doesn't answer your prayer in exactly the way you expect. At that time, what we are faced with is a choice. We can either say, Lord, you never answer my prayers, you don't love me, or you're ignoring me, you don't care, or we can trust in him. That's not easy to do.
Absolutely.
That's not easy to do, but that's where faith comes in. And speaking of faith, we're joined in the studio today, and it's a great pleasure to have him, Joe Zimmerman, the president of Summers and Zims. Joe,
good morning.
Really great to have you on the program. We were talking a little bit before the break about the fact that you're Baptist and you have underwritten this Catholic radio station for how many years now? About 6 years or so? Five, 6 years?
That's a good guess. I'm not really sure.
But and we were talking about concentrating on our common beliefs, the things we have in common. I'm curious, Joe, your journey of faith. Talk a little bit about how you came to know Christ in your life.
Sure. Grew up with great parents and a church that was probably doing most things right. My mind just wasn't where it should be. And somewhere in my early 20s, I'm an avid baseball fan and have a couple buddies that said, hey, you should play on our church team.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, there's a catch. You've got to attend the church.
Said,
if you just come one Sunday night a month, it'll be fine. I thought, wow, that can't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
And started attending the church, and almost immediately just hearing God's word struck me very quickly. And I think the thing that struck me, the term that caught me off guard, was the whole idea of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I thought, that's kind of weird. That sounds kind of Jimmy Carter-ish. I don't know if I'm
isn't
all
that
for
funny?
That.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. And talk about that. Talk about how that personal relationship came about, because we here on this program, we talk about it a lot, and it's so important. You are not going to you're not going to ever find peace in life without that personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. I met a very gentle man who was very easy, didn't push me too quickly, let me kind of come to faith in my own at my own pace. Walter Venman was the pastor's name, and just a very kind man, and he, as he led me along and I got more and more interested, that's 27, 28 years ago. As it ends up, I ended up marrying his daughter, so I haven't lost that influence.
Well, that worked out well.
Yes, it worked out very well, but I've been a believer now for probably close to 30 years, I guess. I'm 51 now. I guess that's hard to tell on the radio.
Yes. But that's so important, and it's so critical, and I want to make sure everyone listening understands that, that personal relationship with Christ. He's real. He's a real person.
Yeah.
And
he's a real person alive today.
That's right. That's
and he's
right.
always with us. Yes.
And
we have to remember that.
Yes.
You know, we move and have our being in him. And it's sometimes it's an alien concept to a lot of people. How could he be here with us?
I know.
You know, but he is. I mean, he made everything. Yeah. That's our, you know, if we go back to creation, you know.
The disciples had a great deal, but our deal is even a little better. He's not living next to us. He's living in us.
That's so important. That really is important. And how important is prayer in your life?
Interesting. My brother-in-law and I were just talking about prayer on Thursday. Prayer is complicated. Why pray when God already knows? We've had some of those discussions of what you're going to ask for. And we got to talking about Elijah on Mount Carmel. God had already told him it was going to rain. And yet he was there praying for the rain out of obedience. And, you know, prayer is a two-way street. It obviously, God knows it helps us as much as it helps God, or obviously a lot more than it helps God.
Right, right. And it's more than just asking for things. Prayer is
absolutely.
It's a relationship. And I think if you lose sight of that personal relationship, it's kind of like, Dave and Joe, if I only talk to my wife once a week. You know, some people just think, well, I go to church once a week, and that's good enough. But the relationship will never grow unless you have that daily conversation.
Right. And that daily conversation, I would say, has to be two-sided. Often our prayer is a lot of talking and not much listening.
Oh, yeah.
I would say we have to have that hopeful expectation that when we ask the Lord for something, I mean, we know we were told he's listening, but we have to have the faith that he's listening, and he will engage in us in that two-way street. It's not just one way. You know, we just ask. But he wants to give us what is good for us. He wants our best interest. He has our best interest at heart if we just submit to him.
Right. And Joe, one of the best ways the Lord can speak to us is through the Bible. So how important is reading the Bible to you?
Reading the Bible, I've been on a plan of reading through the Bible every year for I don't know how many years now. I'd say 10 or 12 years. But that part comes more easily to me, more naturally than prayer does.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Bible study is, I guess, because it was so influential on how I came to faith was through my personal Bible study.
Yeah, so it's real. And, you know, we say it on the program all the time. You need to read the Bible every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That's the Lord's Word. That's how He speaks to us. And we need to. We can't lose sight of that fact.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Joe, you have one of your underwriting spots addresses a... something that happened to you that really helped, you know, solidify your faith in the community. What was that several years ago?
Yeah, the day after Christmas 2009, our house burned to the ground.
Wow.
Fortunately, we were visiting my in-laws. We were 5 hours away, so we don't have any of that terror that comes from running out of a burning building or anything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Our first memory returning home the next day was a driveway full of neighbors and friends that were there to support us and help us clean up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
But just when you heard, you got a call from someone that worked for you?
Actually, a family friend.
Family friend.
She called at 2 in the morning, and we had just passed them on the highway. We were both traveling and, you know, waving to them across the bypass. And she called, and I could tell something was wrong. And I said, "Shelley, what's wrong?" And she said, and she couldn't get it out, and I said, "Is Ben okay, her husband?" Yeah. And she says, "It's you." I said, "Oh, what's wrong with me?" she said, "Your house burned down." I said,
we
can get through that. That's a building. We'll be fine.
Wow. That was your initial reaction?
It really was. Well, and partly out of fear. She couldn't get the words out, and I really thought something had happened to her husband, who's a wonderful friend of ours.
Wow. You didn't really overreact or in panic or, I mean, but it sounded like, I mean, you had the grace of God, I mean, to like, oh, wow. And then you said kind of like, well, we can rebuild, you know. I mean, that makes me think, a lot of people think, well, yeah, we have so much, we have material things. Mm-hmm. It can be replaced. Yeah. But if something happens to one of our family members or a loved one, I mean, it's a human being. And sometimes, you know, we lose them. So, yeah.
So many good relationships have been built because of the fire. Our insurance agent was a good colleague and a great guy, but through the process, he's just a very good friend now.
Mm-hmm. And that's an example of how God can always bring good out of any tragedy or any suffering that we face, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. For 9 months, we lived in a retirement community with our three kids, which was the people in the community really embraced them, too.
Wow. What a great story.
What a great story. Yes.
Joe, I really want to thank you for coming in, spending a little time with us today on Holy Spirit Radio. Now, remind us again of the website where we can find out about your company.
Yeah, it's sumzim.com or thegoodnatureguys.com.
I like that.
Thegoodnatureguys.com. That's great.
Wow, you got it first.
That's great. So now,
I love that.
Now you know if you are, and quickly, what area do you service?
Lancaster and Chester County.
Okay, so if you're Lancaster, Chester County, and you need plumbing, heating, or air conditioning service,
absolutely,
Summers and Zims is the place to go.
So yes. And you're in the depth of summer now, so are you pretty busy?
It is a pretty busy summer. It'll be a busy week this week.
I bet it will. Well, I'm really thankful that you were able to make some time to come in to join us live in the studio today.
Yeah, very enjoyable morning.
Excellent. Great way to start off the
Excellent,
week.
Excellent,
Gary.
Thank you,
Joe. Yes. Joe, thank you very much. When we come back on Spirit in the Morning, we're going to be joined by Father Jim Sitchko, and we're going to talk about how we can find God in the ordinary things of life. Grab yourself another cup of coffee, put your feet up, relax, because we still have plenty of Spirit in the Morning left to go. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popchek with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Before taking their long summer break, the Supreme Court justices are poised to act on the Trump administration's travel ban and a major religious freedom case regarding a separation of church and state dispute and involving a Missouri church playground. But something could overshadow rulings in those high-profile cases. Justice Anthony Kennedy could use the court's last public session today to announce his retirement. Kennedy's departure would allow conservatives to take firm control of the court. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, meanwhile, has arrived in the Guatapé Reservoir in Colombia, where a tourist boat capsized, and where he says that 122 people have either been rescued or have found their way to shore. He said that 6 people have died and another 31 are still missing. A major rescue effort involving Colombia's Air Force and firefighters from nearby cities is looking for survivors at the reservoir where the 4-story boat sank. And at his address over the weekend, the Holy Father expressed his mourning over the tragedy in China due to a deadly landslide which swallowed much of the city of Xinmo. Speaking to the faithful, Pope Francis assured, quote, "I pray for the dead and for the injured and for those who have lost their homes. May God comfort the affected families and sustain the rescuers." The landslide buried the entire village of Xinmo in a mountainous region of Sichuan province. 10 bodies have been found and 93 people remain missing. A couple and their month-old infant are the only ones rescued so far. However, rescue crews have been ordered to evacuate the site over concerns of an impending second landslide. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popchak.
Hello, friends. The message of Our Lady of Fatima is more relevant today than ever before. I'm Father Wade Menezes of the Fathers of Mercy, and I look forward to joining Johnette Bankovic as we unpack the mystery of this important prophecy. Join us at the upcoming Women of Grace retreat themed Our Lady of Fatima and the Triumph. How will the battle be won? Being held at Malvern Retreat House, July 7th through 9th. Visit womenofgrace.com or call 1-800-558-5452 for details.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Emmy Award-winning actress Patricia Heaton got time off from shooting her hit sitcom The Middle, she traveled to Zambia in Africa to build bicycles and make soy milk, among other things. The trip was in support of World Vision, a Christian charity that works with children, families, and communities around the world to fight poverty and injustice. During a Christopher close-up interview, Patricia told me, "I think it's a reminder of how much we've been given in this country. Just being born on this soil is a huge gift, because no matter what level you were born at economically, you can have opportunities." She concluded, "To see people in Zambia who really struggle but have the joy of the Lord in them was extremely humbling and definitely has made me go back to basics with my faith." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to
Spirit
in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Don't walk alone. La, 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 la.
look at the sparrow. If he can hold the world, he can hold this moment. La, 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 la. Not a field or flower escapes his notice. Oh, oh, oh. Even the sparrow knows he holds tomorrow. La, 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 even the sparrow knows he holds tomorrow.
And that was Sparrows by Jason Gray. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. You have to think about that sometimes. If the Lord cares about the sparrows, doesn't it make sense that he cares about you too? We do forget about that so many times. Let's try to remember that today. The Lord loves us. He cares about everything we do. And he is in the ordinary events of daily life. That's the other important thing for us to remember. Right now, joining us on the phone, Father Jim Sitchko is a full-time preacher. He's an evangelist. And he's a motivational speaker based in the Diocese of Lexington, Kentucky. In February of 2016, Pope Francis commissioned Father Jim as one of his papal missionaries of mercy, of which there are only 1,000 in the world, 100 in the United States.
Wow.
Father Jim travels around the world. He talks about Jesus, and he helps us to find Jesus in the ordinary things of daily life. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim Sitchko, and you can also visit his website, FRJIMS, FatherJimS.com. Father Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, morning. What a great song that was. That got me going.
Wasn't that great? Father, you know, Father, it is so difficult. I think this is why I'm so glad you're a part of this show. It is so difficult for us to find the Lord in the ordinary things of life, isn't it? How do we not forget about him as we go throughout the day?
First of all, I say that, you know, you're not going to be able to recognize Christ in the ordinary until two things. One, really, three things. One, until you recognize Christ in yourself, until you open your mind, your eyes, and your heart to be able to see Christ in those that you least expect. Okay? And now the biggest thing for us as Catholics to recognize, regardless of what your mind and heart may say, to be able to recognize him in the Eucharist, to receive him in the Eucharist, and then to go forth bringing him into the world with the Eucharist within you. Okay? Let me just give you an example. This last weekend, not this past weekend, but last weekend, I was speaking in a church in Kinder, Louisiana.
Okay.
And while I was at Mass, I felt within my heart the presence of the Holy Spirit saying to me, tap this older couple and just bring them forth after the final blessing. So I saw this older couple. I said, I know you're going to think this is weird. Just come forth. I just feel God telling me to give you one of these crosses that Pope Francis had given me to give out to others. And the woman broke down in tears, and her husband began to break down. Now, this is an older couple.
Right.
And I said, what's going on? And she said, which I did not know, she said their son, who was a popular CBS anchor, was killed in a car accident.
No.
The mom said to me that before coming to church, she had prayed for her son to give us a sign that he is okay.
Wow.
Now, all I'm saying is this. If we listen to that which God has given within each of us, our conscience and our heart, we will find him. But you know what happens, Gary?
What's that?
Is that we begin to allow doubt. We begin to allow fear. We begin to worry about what other people are going to think, you know? And we've got to recognize that Christ is alive in the world. He is with us. But see, we want to put Christ, we want to make Christ comfortable for us.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to go outside of those comforts. you know?
Yeah, Father, let's talk about that, because I'm really glad you talked about that inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because I'm a firm believer that the Holy Spirit is constantly giving us suggestions. And most times we say, no, that's too crazy. I can't do that, right? I mean, doesn't that happen all the time?
You're exactly right. You know, what was it last week? I was gassing up my car, and a truck pulled up on the left side, and the person is, there's that feeling within my heart, and you know that feeling saying, go pay for his gas, and my mind is going, what are you doing? What are you doing? Don't do it. And so I went around, and he immediately said, that's my pump. And I said, that's all right. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm paying for your gas. He said, who are you?
Whoa.
I said, it doesn't matter. And I said, do you go to church? He goes, no. I said, well, my name is Father Jim. Know that you're always welcome at the Catholic Church or any church in the area. Well, he showed up at Mass yesterday.
Wow. Beautiful.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. It happens. But see, the problem is we don't trust. And like I think I shared last time I was with you all, you know, in order to trust, you got to spend time with God. And when you spend time with God, you form a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that relationship, then an understanding of how God operates comes in. And then you learn to surrender yourself. You learn to let go. And then guess what? You just try it out. You try it out. You see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that, Father, because I'm sure somebody who is listening right now is saying, that's crazy. I just can't do it. I don't have, right? I don't have that kind of trust to do these things. What's the first step? What's the first step?
The first step is really risking. Huh?
Wow.
Let's bring up a scripture story.
Okay.
Here's a scripture story. Peter walking on the water.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Let's look back. If we really reflect that story, it wasn't Jesus who told Peter to walk out on the water. Who was it? It was Peter. Peter said, Lord, if that's really you,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Call me, and I'll walk on the water. Well, the Lord said, come on.
I know.
Can I? Here's another thing to ask your listeners. Well, what about the other 10 in the boat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you something? If I was in that boat, and I saw Peter walking on the water, I would have jumped out, pushed Peter down, and ran to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? And there's always someone, trust me, Gary, there's always someone who says, oh, but he sank.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah, but he's the only one in heaven right now that I know of that's been picked up out of the ocean by our Lord mercifully one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but guess what? We have another 11 people in the boat who did nothing.
That's right.
Wow,
who did
right.
nothing? Mm-hmm. Who missed that opportunity?
So
you know,
yeah, and I'm really glad you brought up that story. It is a great point. When I go out and speak, that's one of the stories that I use too. Because you're right, we had 11 people in the boat who didn't know if they would be able to walk on water. They just didn't try. It's hard, and you know, I guess it's a matter of trust. It's a matter of, well, I don't want to look stupid. I don't want to be criticized. Oftentimes, we just hold back and we don't go for it.
I'll show you. Yeah, I'll give you another example, okay? So at that same place in Kinder, Louisiana, at the 10 a.m. Mass, again, before the final blessing, there was a family that came up at communion, and something just struck me. I asked them to come up. They came up, and she started crying before she even got to the altar, her and her husband, with this little infant. And I said, what is it about the people in this Louisiana town? Every time I call someone up, they start crying, you know? And I did.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything to me. This is the email I get 3 hours later. It says, my name is Christina. I just want to thank you again for calling me and my family up at the 10 a.m. Mass. I wanted to let you know that our family needed this so much. The month of May was not the easiest month. I was 37 weeks pregnant, was in a car accident. My car was totaled. I had just paid it off the week before. I had to go into the hospital. No anatomic fluid left in the placenta. My baby arrived safely 3 weeks early. The next day, my husband was extremely sick. On the same day, we get a phone call that a drunk driver ran into our business.
Wow.
I then couldn't leave the hospital because I had 104 fever. My husband then came back. When we thought things were getting better, my husband's grandmother died unexpectedly. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The Holy Spirit works through us if we allow the Spirit to work through us.
Right. He's not going to force his way into our life.
No.
Right. And that's the important thing to remember.
There you go, Gary. You just said God will never force himself upon us.
Wow. Hey, Father Jim, we have about less than a minute left. Before I want to quickly, would love to get you in the Philadelphia area. How can...
I would love to.
I know you're coming to Cherry Hill in the not-distant, too-distant future. That is not too far away. How can we contact you to find about, you know, bring you into a parish or to lead a conference?
First of all, I would love to just have a silly fee.
we'll definitely hook you up if you're in the area.
But if you want to bring me in, all you have to do is contact me through my website, frjims.com, frjims.com, and I'll make the opportunity happen. It's all by word of mouth. Thanks be to God, to my bishop, John Stowe, for giving me this opportunity to be a full-time evangelizer.
Awesome. And we're going to have that linked at our website, spiritinthemorning.com. And I encourage anybody listening to follow Father Jim on Twitter. He does a fantastic job. We're going to have his information also on spiritinthemorning.com. Father Jim Sitchko, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thank you all. God bless you all. Have a great Monday and a great week.
All right, Father Jim. Man, what an inspiring guy. When we come back, we have lots more. Stay tuned.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. So we are not to condemn others. This does not mean that we close our eyes to injustice or our minds to the truth, as some would have us do. Do not judge, in the mouths of the politically correct, is the antithesis of what Jesus means by the same words. His concern is that we not pass judgment on what we don't know, as in the case of another state of soul. But we must pass judgment on what we do know. When we don't question indiscretion in others, they will be less likely to question it in us, true. But no one really gains by this. We need to challenge each other that we remain honest. Humbly recognizing daily how we all fall short, we recognize that our only hope lies in His divine mercy. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
You're already there. You're already there.
There by Casting Crowns. Think about that. The Lord is already in the future. You're worried about some event that you're about to experience or something that's going to happen in the future. What am I going to do? Nothing's going to work out. The Lord is already there. Chill out. Relax. And now it is time.
Chillax.
That's right. For the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I am struggling with my microphone screen. Boy.
Okay.
Dave, Frank has these new microphones here.
I know.
And right now, yeah. I can't see you.
I can't see you either.
The screen is blocking you. Hey, you look better, though.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
Let me get serious and compose myself here. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes to you from my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. For more information, if you want to check out my books, you can visit followingthetruth.com. But for now, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse is from Psalm 107, verse 9. For he satisfied the thirsty, filled the hungry with good things. Dave,
mm-hmm.
I think so many of us are hungry for peace.
Mm-hmm.
We're stressed out about so many things happening in our lives. Mm-hmm. The Lord will fill us with his peace. But
yes,
as Father Jim was just discussing, we need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
He will not force his way into our lives.
I know.
And he depends on us to ask him. So if you need peace in your life today, mm-hmm. go to Jesus. And as we talked about with Joe Zimmerman, who was here visiting with us earlier in the program, that personal relationship with Jesus, it's critical. Mm-hmm. You're never going to find peace mm-hmm. without having that relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely. And Father Sitchko, he recounted so many beautiful stories of the power and the workings of the Holy Spirit in everyday lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, through him and then him inviting people up to the altar after Mass. And yep. and it was just, he is faith-filled and spirit-filled.
He is really good. And I recommend that if you want to be inspired, follow him on Twitter. You can follow him at Jim Sitchko, J-I-M-S-I-C-H-K-O on Twitter. He's got inspiring thoughts every day. He's tweeting all the time. Really, really good mm-hmm. stuff from Father Jim. Dave, before we close out, talk about tomorrow's program, mm-hmm. I want to ask you, when Father Jim was talking about tapping these people on the shoulder, didn't you cringe a little bit and think like, oh, man, if that was me, I don't know if I would do that, right? I mean, that's like, not easy to get out of the boat like that.
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, you and Eileen or Barbara and I are sitting and he points at us and I turn around and say, you talking to me?
I know.
You want me to
know.
Come up there, you know?
But, you know, that's I think that's an important lesson for all of us. And that really touched me as he was saying that.
Mm-hmm.
If you get these ideas, these inspirations, do this, talk to this person, suggest this, invite them to church or whatever, it very well could be the Holy Spirit. So
absolutely.
Take
and that's
it
where
seriously.
Our discernment comes in.
Yeah.
We're not to just blindly do that sometimes, but sometimes the Spirit is so powerful, it just comes. But then we have discernment. So we can talk to the Spirit, talk to Jesus, say, is that what you want me to do,
right,
Lord?
Right. Are you sure, Lord? Yeah. But as Father Jim was talking about the person whose gas he paid for, he went and the guy was confrontational at first. Like, what are you doing? Get away from my pump. Mm-hmm. And then Father Jim said, do you go to church? He said, no. And he invited him to come to Mass.
Yeah.
And the guy shows up at Mass.
Absolutely. How powerful was that?
that really blew me away. So I would encourage you.
So, Gary, are you going to follow me home when I stop at a gas station? Or
yeah, really.
Or yeah.
I would just encourage you, if you hear the Spirit today, or if you think it's the Spirit, you might want to ask a question or two. Lord, are you sure this is you? Are you really telling me to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then if that's the case, step out of the boat. And if you have a story that you'd like to share about something that you did, send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. I'd like to hear it because I know there are plenty of people who have been in that situation and have done it,
absolutely.
And then they get this confirmation that, I was supposed to do this.
Yeah, Gary, I was going to say often in our St. Francis Cabrini men's prayer group, I mean, that phrase is said a lot. I mean, from time to time, we got to step out of the boat.
Yep.
Take the risk.
Yeah.
You know, and believe.
Yeah.
And believe.
That's
that,
right.
And trust in the Lord.
That's right. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? You'll look stupid. Well,
David,
I don't, obviously don't care about that, right?
You know, if you step out of the boat and you start doubting, I mean, you may sink.
That's
right. And that's what the story is about. We have to have our resolute faith.
That's right. And then the Lord will grab us and he will save us. And that's the thing. So anyway, great show today. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be joined by Dr. Greg Popchak for the final part of his Beatitudes series.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a great series, Dave.
Oh, a beautiful series.
I have really learned a lot. We're also going to be joined for the first time by Bobby Schindler. Now, you may know Bobby is the brother of Terry Schiavo. And he is a full-time pro-life advocate. He lives in Cincinnati, but his organization is based in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah,
I see a lot of his feeds.
So he's going to be on with us. Yeah. He's excited to be on the show. He's going to be a regular part of the program from now on. Wednesday on the program, Ray Mooney will be here to talk about total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Ray's a friend of mine that really inspired me to make my first total consecration. We'll talk more about that on Wednesday. Also, Tom Price will be here. He is the director of programming for EWTN Radio. Thursday, live in the studio, our friend Marie Joseph will be here for the entire hour. Friday, Kelly Walquist will be calling in to talk about the upcoming Women's Conference in Philadelphia, where she is the founder of the group Wine, Women in the New Evangelization. Mm-hmm. She's going to talk about the Women's Conference. So, got a lot of planned for you this week. Hope you'll stick with us for the entire week. Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, please inspire us. Send your Holy Spirit to let us know what we should say and what we should do today. Give us the courage that we need to step out of the boat and to trust you. Amen. Remember,
amen.
Wherever you go, whatever you do today, you know who is with you. That's right, the Lord is right by your side. Turn around and say hi. Make sure you do that today. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you.